Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2411-2401-0039-5143.
Okay. Let me pull up your file here real fast.
Okay,
and is this Precision Care?
Okay, perfect.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm Denise West.
Denise West. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected?
816-252-7989.
8719, so you said? 7989. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm just going to confirm some information I have here on file, and I can answer some questions. Are we still located at 1308 South Maywood Avenue?
Yes.
Independence, Missouri, 64052?
Yes.
Okay, and is the company phone number 816-252-7989, or is that the phone you're calling from?
Yeah, that's the phone I'm calling from. That's the business line.
Okay, perfect. And the email is precisioncare9716@sbcglobal.net?
Yes, sir.
All right. And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC, incorporated?
It's a corporation.
Okay. Is it an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp? Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
24 years.
Nice. Okay. All right. So, you know, we have many programs available. So, depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Just wanted to see about having some cash on hand for, you know, unexpected expenses and to purchase another sweeper truck.
Ooh, okay. Very nice.
So.
Okay. And just, so we have two different options. We have capital loans and we have equipment financing. So have you ever worked with a capital loan before?
No, we've done a line of credit with the bank, but.
Okay. So the capital, it's going to be similar to a line of credit. The only difference is really it's based off your sales more so than your credit, and it's unsecured cash. And it's unsecured cash that gets directly deposited into your account. So with these two different options, because you're looking for a super truck and cash on hand, let's just talk about the working capital first. Because we can do different programs and actually work out in your benefit. So the cash on hand, how much are you looking to take out for the working capital, minus the sweeper truck?
Working capital is only be like 5. And actually, if we just had the $25,000 available to us when we're ready to purchase a truck, it could be a week from now, it could be 6 months from now before we need it.
Okay. For the truck.
So the working capital is not so much as the, I need something in place for when I need to purchase another truck. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
I don't so much need the working capital. I need more. So just
you need
available to me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what we can
I'd rather just do that.
Okay, that's fine. So then that would mean we'd do equipment financing for you. With that, you know, it's more of your traditional loan, longer terms, and much better rates on that. What we can do is we can get you approved, and then that way you know exactly how much you are approved for, and that way you can go out and get that truck whenever you need it. Do you know how much that truck usually that runs about?
It'll probably be between 20 and 25. So if we had 25 available,
okay,
we may or may not use all that because we'd be buying a used one. New ones are 60 and on up.
Okay.
And we won't ever do that again.
So it's going to be used. All right. No worries. Yeah, we can absolutely do that. Okay. And do you already have like a vendor? Like have you been shopping around or anything like that?
No.
Or? Okay.
It'd be where we need to take a cashier's check to them.
Okay.
That type of deal.
No. All right. Sounds good. Is this an additional piece? Like, do you have more, or is this, are you trying to replace one that you already have?
Yeah, it'd be for another one.
Okay. Nice.
And it'd be to replace the one we're using now, but then we'd still have the one we're using now as a backup.
Okay. That's smart. You only have two of them?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. And just curious, on a sweeper truck, what is that? That's out of my curiosity.
It's a truck that's got a sweeper attached to it instead of like a flatbed or anything. And you sweep parking lots with it.
Oh, okay. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty busy? Business pretty, pretty good for you guys?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Let me see. I'm just doing some hand notes here. Have you looked into financing anywhere else? Like, have you gone to your local bank or
the bank,
anybody else?
Yeah, and they.
What did the bank say?
No.
No? Okay. Do you know
what? We've been cash, Bank of America. We've been cash only since 2003.
Uh-huh.
We've had a line of credit with Bank of America for years. That is going to be totally paid off. And we can't get any more money out of it. We've paid interest on. We haven't gotten any money out of it since 2003.
Okay.
Actually. And it's getting ready to be paid off. And, yeah, I'm ready. As soon as that is done, I'm done with Bank of America.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. So you've had a line of credit, and they just won't give you guys any more, huh?
Yeah. I mean, to the tune, we're paying it off at $2,000 a month.
Yeah. What's the rate on that
payment? It's not too bad, like 4 or something.
Okay. All right. And, okay. And, what are your guys's, just out of curiosity, what is your gross annual sales? How much did you guys do last year in sales?
250.
Okay. Are you guys on track? Are you guys on track to beat that this year? Or are you guys on, about the same?
Yeah, probably a little more, but it would probably be between 250 and 275.
Okay. No worries. So what I always try to do with my customers, I try to get you guys approved for the most amount and for the longest term possible. And then we can work back from there. And then that way you have, you know, exactly what you mean, about $25,000 for that truck. You can take it and do all that. Now again, with that, it's going to be the 2 to sometimes 7 years if you qualify for the loan term. And, you know, about the mid-single digits, right around what you were looking at on your line of credit, about 4%, somewhere around there. And it won't ever fluctuate.
Yeah, I would never want to go 7 years. I'd probably just want to do, like, 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And we'd probably pay it off way before that. But.
Cool. Yeah, because we actually encourage that. We actually have a discount for early payback. So, you know, sometimes those banks... You know, they penalize you for early payment.
Yeah, they don't.
No.
Yeah, they still want their interest money.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said 1 week to 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask why?
Well, the truck we're using now has got almost 400,000 miles on it.
Okay.
So, and once I get financing in place, he'll go ahead and start looking, but it just depends on how fast we find something. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
There may not be nothing available right now, and it could, you know, take us a month to find something, or it could take us 1 day to find something that we want, so.
Okay. Yeah,
you know, it's not like we're going to buy a car or just a regular truck or anything like that. It's kind of a specific thing, you know.
It really is. To be honest with you, I don't even know where you would start to look for that kind of that sweeper truck. But, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I guess I just go to Walmart. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah. The only reason I asked that question was just because I didn't know if you guys were, you know, losing out on money. I know, obviously, you have a truck that's already making money for you, but if, you know, if you had two trucks, could you make more money off of that? You know, get it faster?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
No, we in the past we have ran 4 trucks a night and had 14 employees, and we made no more money but had a whole lot more headaches and stress.
Wow.
So we went back down, and we're good.
Okay.
We'll never get big again.
Okay. All right.
So.
Yeah, well, you guys have been in business for 24 years, so that's quite the accomplishment.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You guys have been through it all.
Yeah.
How did you get into the business? Just,
My husband's always done this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he's done it since he was 18, and
just
we had our first
with it,
daughter,
right?
And decided to start our own.
Hey, well, there you go. It's better to work for yourself than somebody else, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Now, are you the 100% owner, or are you guys 50-50, or how does that work?
60-40.
60-40.
That's how we say it. Uh-huh.
Are you 60?
Ron 60.
Ron is 60. Okay.
I know you'll probably need to talk to him, which is fine, but I was trying to get the ball rolling here.
No, yeah. I probably, you know, I can talk to him. I mean, it doesn't have any bearing. The only thing is that I would need to have his signature on the form and possibly yours.
Fine.
To get you a better, you know, a better file. So that's that.
Here.
Now, on your credit, how would you rate your credit? Do you think, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Again, we've been cash only since 2003. I mean, no credit cards, no vendors, no car loans, no home loans, no nothing. Our home is paid for. We've never had it. We've been together for 26 years, and I've never had a house payment. So.
Oh, wow.
Never paid rent, never had a house payment. So.
You did it smart.
Yeah.
You know that? Because those mortgages, man, those are not very fun.
Yeah. No.
Okay. See here. And when you bought your first truck, that first sweeper truck, did you guys? Who was that vendor? Are you going to go with that vendor again, or it just depends on who has the best?
No, again, it's a used truck. We'll buy from individual.
Okay.
And again, it's I mean, it'd probably be a company and the owner selling it. For whatever reason.
No, yeah, that's fine. The only way that would ever be a problem is if, like, let's say you went to like a pizza place and they're selling a sweeper truck in the backyard. That'd be okay. So we're good there. So, let's do this. Everything that you've given me so far looks like you guys are pretty good. You know, I can send you an email. Our paperwork is very light. It's just. So what we're going to do right now, we're just going to get you an approval. I know we don't have the invoice or anything for the truck, but we can get that later on. All we're going to do right now is just get you qualified and approved for that 25, and we'll go from there. So all we really need, I'll send you through emails just a list. It's going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, tax return, and the application. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And then once we get, you know, once you find your truck and all that stuff, I will ask for your invoice.
Okay.
And that way we can see what we're paying for. So.
Invoice or bill of sale.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now Precision Care 9716. That's the best one to reach you at.
Yeah.
Okay. I will send that in about 5 minutes. When do you think you should be able to get that paperwork back to me?
Probably later today.
Sounds perfect.
Be able to.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I will. As soon as I get all that stuff, I will get your stuff going here and move it forward. And I'll be in touch with you.
All right.
Good time to follow up with you. Be tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good, Denise.
Sounds
it was a
good.
Pleasure talking. Yeah. So pleasure talking to you, and have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.